The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. The True Baptism. July 10, 2005, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Be wary of all these men in authority, who dwell in the churches of men. Be wary and vigilant. For they hold tightly to singleness of doctrine, teaching always that which is built upon the corrupt knowledge and understanding of men. Men who refuse to let go of that which was passed down to them by their forefathers, by which they also remain blind. Therefore, do not judge according to human standards, nor by that which is put forth by men as doctrine, for they are greatly misled. Rather study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. For discernment with fear is righteousness. Beloved ones, embrace the wisdom and knowledge of God. Break free from all these corrupt doctrines and filthy traditions held in such high regard. For I ask you, if you dispense the food of God to the hungry, while using your own salt, to salt that which has salt in itself, will not the food you offer lose its flavor, and become bitter in the mouths of those who came looking to be fed? I tell you the truth. Many will there be in my kingdom who received no baptism by water. Rather they had been fully immersed in the word of God, enveloped in the Son's sacrifice and love, baptized in the Spirit of truth. For most assuredly I say to you, they have their reward. Therefore, do not cast stumbling blocks before the feet of those who love me. Be one in Messiah, according to that which dwells inwardly, in the heart. For true fellowship comes not by words spoken amongst a group of united people, nor by immersion in water. Rather it starts with the heart, and is found in the stillness of my spirit, where my peace mends the broken, and my gentle caress gladdens the heart. For all those found at the feet of the Lord are covered with grace, and those who abide in my love are indeed of one accord. Beloved, where in the commandments have I written all must be baptized by men, to be saved? Baptism is indeed good, if it is a confession poured out from one's heart, in pure belief, an outward act of faith revealing one's acceptance of their forgiveness, in the Messiah. For the water of the earth can only cleanse that which is soiled on the skin. By no means can it cleanse that which is soiled in the spirit. This is reserved for the blood of the Lamb. Again I say to you, baptism by water is nothing, unless one is first washed by the word, being baptized in the spirit of grace and truth, which is received in Yahushua HaMashiach, whom you call Jesus and Christ. For he is the true baptism, the very water of life, in which all must be cleansed, to receive everlasting life. Therefore, beloved, remember, the spirit of the word, and not the letter, is the way, the truth, and the life. For the Messiah is indeed coming quickly, to baptize all in fire and glory. Those of a wicked heart, in fire, and those of the Spirit, in glory. Forever and ever.